not. We both, wife and I both got good reports from our doctors, so that doesn't make me feel any better, Rusty. Still got the same aches and pains I had before.
Know what you're talking about. And going by the elementary school over here, when I came by earlier, headed out, they had a bunch of these, bouncy houses and slides and things like that, all blown up out there on the lawn. Looks like they were having a gathering for the kids this afternoon or today. And it's over now because all the blow-up units or toys are down now, so... All right, Jerry, well, I'm going to say 7-3s because I'm getting ready to pull in the yard. We'll catch you later. W4NDJ, WU2T, 7-3, Jerry.
See you, Rusty. Have a nice afternoon. N4DJC, clear.
N0TR, forward.
N0TR, this is KO4NUE. How are you, Tom?
Let me turn this radio down, get it out of the background. Just leaving the daughters headed back home.
Left the wireman's place and got my first HF antenna. So I am going to go home and try to figure out where to put this thing up. And I just... Every time I seem to answer one question, there's about five more that pops up. So, I don't know. I might need to slow down a little bit.
The wireman won't steer you wrong. They are fine, honest people up there. And he has good products. He gets a fair price out of them. And I think that's good. Now, buying the radio, you was talking about a dual bander of that. Gigaparts is a good one, GIGA. And ham radio outlet's the one I try to go to first. And then DX Engineering, because they're in California. Any one of those is fine. But the ham radio outlet, wow, they have some really good bargains if you got their website and get on their email whenever they do specials. And they got the big normal big ham convention coming up. And just before that ham convention next week, they'll run some tremendous sales there, Chad.
So this morning, Tom, the crossbanding issue, that's for the deer camp up in Liberty. The antenna I picked up today is HF at the base here in Campobello. And I got a pretty big metal building that I'm trying to figure out where to position this thing that I don't get any issues from that building. Any thoughts on that?
Well, which antenna did you get, Chen?
Called the, doggone it. I'm driving. I can't remember, but it's going to handle four or five different bands at once, and I just want to listen for now till I get my license upgraded. I'm studying for my general, and I just want to get it up so I can do some listening and that kind of thing till I get my license upgraded. But without having to jockey around in the back of the vehicle while I'm driving, I can't really remember.
Don't do that. Definitely is a bad call. You don't want to mess around in the back of the car. I thought that was maybe Amy beside us, but I guess it didn't. It probably Carolina Wyndham, or else it will be a G5RV, if that rings a bell with you.
It's got the feed that comes in the center of it. There's a ladder line that comes off of the center. And he put me a SO239 going into the ladder line for the feed line. And looks like it's got two insulators on either end of the antenna. WD something or Wonder antenna or Magic antenna, something. I really can't remember, Tom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. I can't comment on that because I don't know about it. The other one's a super loop, and obviously it's not that. Usually I remember the first letter of whatever it is, and so gosh, there's guys on here that can tell you. But yeah, you're better off to be away from the metal building, that's obvious. And you want to be up about 40 feet in the air, if you can.
Hey, Tom, that's probably one of those mystery antennas, that W5GI mystery antennas, W2T.
That's exactly what it is, a W5 mystery antenna.
Okay, well, Rusty, you can tell him about that. I don't know. I was thinking DJW might have had one of those.
I surely, I had one of those W2T. I'll be back.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, I can't even comment on that, Chad. I don't know. I got a super loop and a Carolina Windham up. And a good old dipole is a good antenna, too. G5RV, they're a compromise at best. So if I was to say, I'd say stay away from that one. But they do work.
I dealt with two ladies. And they were really polite, and one of the ladies, she took a little bit of extra time and answered my questions, and you know, so I at this point I got no complaints.
They're excellent people, so I don't know what's going on here. Semi truck just pulled in front of me, so I better slow down, Chad.
What's going on all this static today, man? Is that repeater based or what?
I don't think so, because I'm not in a bad spot, and it's been reported several times today. Rusty and I were talking. Now he's had an antenna issue, but he said it was doing the same thing coming from me to him, so that kind of eliminated him out of the equation. So I can't really tell you, Chad. It's just one of those things. Telephone, Chad, you can go ahead.
Okay, well, I will tell you this. I was surprised to know how far Landrum actually went up Highway 11. I didn't realize that Landrum was that big. But, you know, it's pretty up through there. And like I said, they were really, really nice and polite, and just didn't seem like they were rushed or in a hurry or anything. I'm gonna tell you, Tom, that's a rarity nowadays, you know.
I would agree with that in some instances. They walk among us, but most of the people on here are really good, Chad. How'd you like that road there just before you get to the wireman's house up there going up that hill? Wow. That ain't Kansas, Toto.
Kansas. You're exactly right. I spent some time out in Salina, Kansas with field artillery out there years and years and years ago. And that's an interesting place.
Some friends that lived in Leavenworth for years. My cousin went to command school in Leavenworth. He was 82nd Airborne and retired a colonel. And this other guy retired a lieutenant colonel. God, people are just weaving in and out of traffic here. And, I don't know much about it. I know he was in the Hawk missile system in the Army years ago. And he was stationed all over the place. But he taught school there at the Army College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania there for a while. And then he was a battalion commander in the first Iraq War. And he was dropped into Panama at night via parachute. And then he went to Grenada. So he had some experience.
That's one thing I've never done is jump out of an airplane. I have no interest in that. I spent a lot of time on Blackhawks and Chinooks and C-130s moving about in Iraq, but never jumped out of one.
This is NZ0TR. Yeah, I have a friend that just visited with down here a couple of days ago when my daughter was home, and he flew the Chinooks. I guess that's the one with the double rotating, counter rotating props on it there, the blades. And boy, he can tell you some stories and raise a hair on the back of your neck. And he retired a lieutenant colonel, I think. But I never jumped out of one. I went through parachute training. And they drug us through the swimming pools with the parachute harness and all of that stuff because I was in a flight crew. And I always wanted to. I joined a club down there in Florida, and they discontinued it before I got a chance to go. But they just didn't have enough people. But it always sounded like fun. I rode in the paraplanes. You know, the paragliders that have an engine on the back. Oh, man, that's like riding in a rocking chair, Chad.
Yeah, there's one other plane I spent some time on, and that's called a Sherpa. And they basically a flying shipping container. I mean, the fuselage looks just like a shipping container. And slow, Lord have mercy, it's so slow. But, you know, they'll move some freight, I guess, and move troops. But spent most of my time on Chinooks.
What was that last one you broke up a little bit on that last chopper?
It was not a chopper. It was a fixed-wing aircraft, and it was called a Sherpa. And that basically moved troops and cargo, but it looks just like a shipping container with wings on it.
I don't believe I ever heard that one before. Yeah, they used to have one up there at Richard's Cabar at Kansas City. Well, it was at Lacine, actually, in Missouri, or Kansas, right on the line there up by Kansas City. And they call them flying boxcars, but I don't know if they're KC-97s or something. They had a real tail that swept up real high, and then they look like a dang boxcar.
There's a chance when you get home, you check it out on Google Images, take a look at it. I mean, it's a weird-looking bird, but spent a fair amount of time in those, not flying them or anything, but just moving about the country, and pretty interesting stuff.
Well, I was on a carrier plane for about a year and a half, and then in a flight crew, and then I switched to duty with my brother and got on a four-engine turboprop, and it did not land on them rocking ships. I was from Kansas, and I didn't truly appreciate being on a ship.
Well, Tom, I'm at my destination. I'm gonna get on out of the truck and go down and figure out what I need to do about this antenna. But listen, man, I appreciate the info, and you have a safe trip back. This is KO4NUE 73 on your final, sir.
Okay, Ken. Yeah, your signal's perfect. Couldn't be any better. And well, you can look that mystery antenna up on Google, of course, and or even YouTube it, and learn some things about its characteristics, because I sure don't know. Good luck with that. Have a good day, Chad. This is NZ0TR clear.
TR, KN4NWA.
Steve, how's your day going?
Paddling as fast as I can. That's just typical. Going as fast as I can. Got a question for you.
Well, throw her out there and we'll see if we can help you.
Up an infed. I think I can get it up about 25 or 30 feet up off the ground. And does anybody make one that's really good, like just an infed for, say, 80 through 10?
You know, Bob will be on his way back tomorrow after 7 o'clock at night. What?
He's coming
home
on Sunday.
He's coming on Sunday. No, he ain't. What's today, Friday? Okay. Bernie says two nights, so we'll take her word for it. He's the only one I know that know, other than maybe Rusty or somebody, but Bill, N4IQ, somebody like that. I can't help you on that, Steve. I just don't have any idea.
I got that FT-450, and I'd like to set it up down in my building. And I got a metal building. It's not really big, but it's 40 by 60. And I know I'm going to have to run the infed out away from the building. So I've got a way to do that, and the wire would pretty much take a north-south run. And I'm just wondering how well I could do that way on an infed.
I'm not the right one to answer that. Phil might know. Bill, in particular, is a wire antenna expert. And I'm sure if you give him a call, he'd enlighten you. I'd wanna talk. Whoa, mister. Some old goat starting to pull out in front of me. I'd want to get my information from somebody that's truly knowledgeable and not guessing. Now, Google might be a good one, or maybe YouTube for something like that. But other than that, the people that are available, you know, that would know that, like K4SV or somebody of that nature in the club, I just don't, Steve.
Well, yeah, I'd like to throw me a single basic wire up there that I can string it up in a row of Leland cypresses. They're just not going to be that high up in the air. I'm just wondering how well I could expect to do. You know what I mean?
Well, the propagation, of course, and you know that. There has been a few sunspots, I think 21 or something like that recently, and it's been zero. So I take a look at QRZ in the afternoons and at the gray line in the morning and night. And there might be some propagation there. But a lot depends on that and G-Mini. If the propagation in there, you can work them on a chain link fence, so it might just do fine. Now, I don't know where the lobes are at on that type of antenna, Steve, but it'll be somewhat directional.
I'm really not worried about running north and south. I'd like to run, you know, east and north, northeast and west. So, anyhow, I may have to get out one of my antenna books and start kind of researching that a little bit. Well, that's just a thought. That way I can have one down in my building and I can have one up in my actual shed where my amp is.
I just don't know, and you ask me a question that I can't answer, and I'll tell you the truth if I don't know, and I don't. I've got to be a appliance operator here. I got my type of antennas, and I like them, and they're up there, and on those other ones, you know, antenna theory really, really gets in depth if you really go into it. And I only know a few people that even know those things, and that would be Ariel would be number one, and Bill would be number two, I think. And I haven't heard from Ariel in quite a while.
I sent out one or two little things on the internet, and you know, I wonder if. No, that was Matt that we helped him put the tower up. I wonder if he got his tower up.
believe somebody that Bob went out to help. Well, no, that was that was K9JDP. He got near the edge of the roof, and Bob didn't want any part of it because it was heavy and there was a danger of falling. So I don't know if Jim got that out, but I'm not sure about Matt.
Well, that'd be a curiosity. I may have to email him. I've got his email address. I may have to email him, see if he got his tower up.
Be nice. I'd put one up, but it's just I don't want to have another pain in the rear for the kids to take down someday. I'm getting too old to climb in that, Steve, and it's just not feasible. And I don't want to mess around with a tilt over or something like that. I'm plenty happy with my wire antennas. My gracious, Bill's work every country in the world, and he only uses wire antennas. So that tells you something.
But you talking about Bill in N4IQ?
Yeah, that's all he uses is wires, and I think he's got about 340 countries.
He's got a way to string his antennas in just about any configuration. He's about like Bob in N4, ND7J, and I just don't have that ability because I got one string of straight in a line Leland cypresses, and they're not that high off the ground. And I like I said, I just don't have a whole lot of choices as the way I'm gonna string this up. So I was just trying to get kind of an idea of what I could expect before I do it.
Roger, and you got a tower, and you can always put another one up if you wanted to. But, yeah, Bill's got a lot of trees down there. In fact, I don't know how in the world he got them up there. They're so dense. Mine are spread out good and were a lot easier to get my antennas up. But I got to tell you, the last time we put that Carolina wind to my Bernice and I, that was all we could do. And Ariel come out and help one day. But we had to redo that end of it, that part of it. And it's a chore for when you get our HD. But I just don't know what to tell you in a case like that. Now, I had a buddy back home, and he just strung wires mainly off his towers and that over to telescoping poles. And he just had a small lot there, and he done real good with it.
My problem is the building that I want to put this in is 600 feet away.
That's a long ways. Oh, well, Steve, we're just pulling in the driveway here just about, and I got to run, but nice talking to you. And that Chad, he had a question there about a mystery antenna, and it's a mystery to me. Never messed with that one either. You have a good day, my friend, and we'll catch you down the line. KN4VWA and 0TR73.
Before you go, that Carolina Windham, is that an OCF?
That's Officers Candidate School.
That's an off-center fed.
On your leg. Yeah, it's 89 feet on one side, and the other side's whatever it takes to make it 265 feet, 100 and some feet, Steve.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, good enough, bud. You have a good afternoon, and maybe Bernice will have one of those nice little desserts for you this afternoon. And I'm headed for Easley. Okay, in 4VWA. I'm clear.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, the super loop's 100 feet across the top of it, and it works extremely well, too. But I haven't been using either one lately because there hasn't been nothing on. But there will be soon enough. See you later, Steve. Be safe. This is 0TR, clear and QRT.
What kind of setup you looking at now in 4DJC?
I got a metal building, and I want to get my basic wire up about 50 or 75 feet away from the building, the metal building, and I think I can get it about 25 or 30 feet up in the air. And I was just wondering what's out there as far as a infed for 80 through 10.
An infed half wave with a 49-1 ballon on the end of it or tuner on the end of it might be pretty good, especially if you can get it up that high. You can run it as a sloper in either direction or as an inverted V. It doesn't take up quite as much space. The ones I'm looking at are called PAR infeds, and they're carried by Viperplex. It's kind of a lightweight antenna. It's not a big deal, but a lot of QRP guys use them because they're portable and because they're resonant on multiple bands without having to use a tuner. But you've got an in-radio tuner anyway, but you can get them a single band as well, I think. But I'm going to try a 40, 20, and 10 version of that over the course of the next month or so, maybe, and see if the noise level is too high here, if it was HF or not.
I tell you, right now, HF is kind of dead.
Big hurry, yep, you know, the 705's got two, the 440 as well, and plus it's got general coverage receive and the whole 9 yards on it. It's portable, so I can use it for my satellites. I sold my 9700, just too heavy to lug around, just too much radio for me to fool with. So I'm gonna try 705, see how it works out. This portable, it's got a battery and it'll run 10 watts out, which is more than enough for satellite stuff and repeated use if you got a beam antenna. And it's got a battery pack, plus you can run it with a regular 12-volt, 4-amp battery if you want to.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, like I said, I just got that FT-450 that I picked up, and I want to set it up, you know, as a second basic shed for when I'm down in my building.
These are cheap. I mean, it's not like you got to put a lot of money into them. You just you can get them pre-built for probably around 60 or 70 bucks, but maybe a little more than that. But they're not that hard to, you know, you just, if you got an antenna analyzer, it helps out, I think, and you just put it on the end of it and tell what the SWR is. But you don't really need a tuner with them because it's got, especially rather you shorten the length of the wire on it, wire ends on it. And like I said, I had done much work on wire antennas and shortwave lists in years and years. And worked with some other guys, but I never ran them myself because I didn't have room for them. And I don't have enough room for a full size room, but I got enough room, enough height here in the backyard where I can do it. And I've been thinking about it for a while, and just, like I said, I just give it a jab anyway. If it didn't work out, it didn't work out. It ain't nothing lost, but maybe the bands will start coming up again later on. But, you know, having something the only one like that, you know, appeals to me, especially this multi-mode as well, so the sideband CW, the whole thing on 440 and 2.
Yep. And that's another thing I got to do, too, is I got to get me a diamond and set it up there at the peak of my building where I can run my 2-meter 440. And that's going to be a problem for me because Big Daddy just don't get more than 10 feet off the ground, and that's going to be, let's see, 16. That's going to be like 27 feet up in the air. I'm going to have to get somebody to come up and figure out how they can get up there and do that for me. So, all right. Well, Jerry, you take it easy. And I'll look at a few of those online, see what I can find. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Steve, have a good afternoon. Yeah, look into those. That may be an alternative. It's something that you can try, and if it didn't work out, it didn't work out. You know, nothing lost, nothing came as far as that's concerned. And concerning diamond antenna, you can, Charlie Bell's a pretty good one, too. It's not very big, and it's not very heavy. It's a 2-meter 440 as well. I think their GP1 and that diamond X30, X50 is a fairly comparative, I think, although I think the diamond's got, a little bit more radial, and it's got 440 radials on it. Those are glass antennas, and they can, you know, they're fed from underneath, they're sealed from the elements. Either one of them are really good for, if you can get them up above about 15 feet even, they work really well from what I've seen of them.
Listen, you have a good afternoon, bud. I'll talk to you soon. K4 WWA clear.
K4 DJC clear. 30 later, Steve.